Good morning. It is 9:05. I'm Amy Morris. Joining me this hour in studio is Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. The clock is ticking for Congress to approve your agency's budget for 2011. We have about a month before the current fiscal year ends and the new one gets cranked up. But already agencies are thinking about their 2012 budgets. They're due to OMB in less than a month. How do those budgets come together in the first place, though?
We're going to tackle that question now in a special Federal News Radio discussion, Meeting Mission Goals Through Technology, brought to you by General Dynamics IT. Joining us in studio is Mike McCord, Principal Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for the Comptroller, and Karen Evans, former Administrator of E-Government and IT in the Office of Management and Budget, and current National Director of the U.S. Cyber Challenge at KE&T Partners. Mike, Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm excited to be here. This is great.
So the budget, you can't beat a budget conversation on a Friday morning at 9 a.m. So we're going to get lively. We're going to have some fun. I know everyone's out there thinking budget fun, but it is. I've always told you, Karen, one of my favorite times of the year.
This is my favorite time of the year, short of February. Short of February when the president releases the budget.
Now, Mike, you're probably thinking we're nuts, don't you?
Not at all.
Thank you. Let's get started with some basics. Now, walk us through the budget process. Agencies' budgets are due soon. I've always been told kind of after Labor Day. So let's start with Mike. Talk a little bit about what the steps are involved. What is DOD doing now? What point are you guys at in terms of getting your budget ready for that submission to OMB?
Okay. Well, in the spring, we tell each of our major subcomponents of DOD, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, that we give them a top line to hit both for the budget year that's coming up, in this case 2012, as well as the following 4 years. And those are due back to us at the end of July. So we got that about a month ago. The supporting details we're going to get very shortly. And then we work on those through the early fall into about November till we get final decisions by the secretary. We tend to lag a little bit because we're so big what other agencies have to do.
Which is always the interesting thing about DOD, because I've followed the technology budget for a long time, and DOD's technology budget was always we're gonna get back to you on that soonest. but let me ask from a civilian perspective, because I know Karen, you talked a lot from your years at OMB and at Energy and Justice. Does the civilian process is a little bit shorter, obviously because it's a bit smaller than DOD?
Well, according to the current guidance, all agencies have to have their budget, with the exception of DOD. DOD always works this out with OMB directly. It's due September 13th because it's a pretty regimented process that goes through, because you are, by the president, is by the Constitution, having to get the budget up to the Hill. So you have to get it out by February. So you were driven by the deadlines on that. It follows, the civilian agencies follow the same process. Pretty much you get a top number, you work on spring guidance, you get the information in on summer, the DEPSECs and those guys review everything, and then you finalize it and the secretary submits it in September. So what's a little bit different with DOD and the intelligence agencies is they do what, and we haven't gotten into the acronym, but it's the FYDP, and that's what he's explaining is the five-year planning. And so that's what makes it a little bit more challenging when you get it from the DOD folks.
And just from a layman's perspective, for both the civilian agencies and DOD, it seems like every year this is such a challenge and it is so hard. And this might be like a naive question, but it's not like nobody knows this is coming. Is there not a template? Is there not a standard operating procedure? Why does this get to be so complicated?
And that's actually a great question, because I don't know why it's so complicated, because there is a template. And in our view, you know, the OMB view, and I'm saying the R view, is that A11 is out there. The guidance is out there. It's a publication that comes out. But what happens, and I think the reason why people think that it becomes complicated, is because that then gets reviewed every year. And so it gets updated. And the way that works is people says, well, we can't do it until it's final when the director signs off on it, and that usually happens around the June timeframe, and then the budget guidance gets issued out to the agency. So they know what the process is, they work on it, but they don't get what's the top number, they don't get these are the priorities that we're focusing on until later on in the cycle.
Mr. McCord, would you agree with that?
Well, I think there's a couple things that are, certainly we all know that it's coming and we're not surprised by that at all. What's complicated, I think there's two things for DOD. One is just our size and our scope make it complex. We can react to a change up or a change down the top line reasonably well because we are so big, but to actually distribute that out and get it back from all the different entities that we have can take a little while. The other thing that's really unique to us that's been true for the last almost decade now is having wartime operations. President Obama doesn't like the idea of doing supplementals, and we've really been pushing to get those into the regular budget. Well, if you're trying to build your budget, you can't do the base budget and then come back and do the wartime budget later, because you have budget, you have decisions about what goes where, how much, where should that funding go, and you can't really do one in isolation. And the last year was a good example. The president was making decisions on a surge in Afghanistan. So that tends to come in later, those decisions on the force structure in Afghanistan, for example, affect the base budget, even, because you have to build them all at once, and you sort of are waiting for the last piece, which tends to be what's going on in the wartime operations.
So a quick follow-up then, if you try to avoid the supplementals because the administration would prefer you avoid the supplementals, and then you have to wait for the administration decision on something like that, that really puts you in a box. That's an X factor that you really have no control over.
Right. You're just trying to react to a somewhat more fluid situation of what's happening in wartime, but roll it into a regular budget process. It tends to slow you down a little bit to get that the best information you can before you submit that budget.
So you talk about DOD size, DOD's complexity, and I think we all have kind of a vague understanding of just what it is. Can you talk a little bit about the process that we're at now as you head forward into the fall, and you're working with the Secretary's office to kind of make some of those, I guess, pre-decisional final decisions that eventually will go, I guess, over to the White House. Where are you now in that bigger process?
Okay. Well, the major elements of DOD, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, have done a lot of their work and have turned that homework in for people like the Comptroller and CAPE, one of our other major organizations, to review and then make recommendations to the Deputy and the Secretary. The other thing that we're doing now that is a little new and different is the Secretary, as you know, announced starting in May, then again in August, some efficiencies moves that were sort of lag the regular cycle, but are being rolled into that regular cycle. So people are sort of playing catch up now to do some of the taskings that he's given us on curtailing senior civilians or flag officers or making cuts in some of the contracting spending. Those things weren't planned on back in April when people started to do this drill. So there's a lot of catching up going on now to define exactly how to measure and enforce those things and roll them into the same process so that they're included when we do submit the budget in February.
I have that follow up on that, because what the Secretary did was kind of really throw a big monkey wrench into the budget planning, at least from the outsider's perspective that we're looking at, in terms of, okay, we had planned to hire X amount of people, now we can't, or we had, you know, he told us to cut contracting by 10% a year. What is that? Does that force you guys to go back and not necessarily start at the beginning, but does it force you to kind of reevaluate from a real big wide angle, or can you really narrow down where you're reevaluating?
Well, it's keeping people busy for sure. it is causing reevaluations of a number, especially on it's not across the board. Because there's a lot of what we do that is not really too much affected by this. The major war fighting things, it doesn't have a lot to do with, say, if you're budgeting for how many ships you're going to have and how you're going to operate them. But it's more on the headquarters side. But that's everywhere. I mean, there's headquarters all over. There's administrative people over. There's contractors all over. So it does affect a lot of what we do. And yeah, people are definitely scrambling to understand what they need to do to get specific proposals in that implement the general guidance the Secretary gave about where he wants to go, and to do it in time to sort of catch up with the cycle.
And I imagine that OSD piece, even though, as you said, it's not the ships and the airplanes and the troops, it's still a pretty significant piece,
right,
of that process of deliberations.
So, Karen, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it sounds almost like because of the different structures that DOD has to deal with, it may be harder for them with this budget process than it is for civilian agencies, or are there X factors that civilian agencies deal with that I'm not countering?
The civilian agencies have the same type of thing, because when the budget guidance comes out, it's like I have it here. It came out in June. So the civilian agencies start in March. They start with the guidance because they know what the cycle is going to be. And then when the guidance comes out, for example, example, this particular guidance said you need to do a 5% cut in low priority programs. Well, that means you better have made sure that you determined what those low priority programs are. You did the analysis. That's in June. So you have to go back and look and see, do I have those cuts? Do I have the numbers? Do I have these things? It's a smaller scale in some cases because it's not the scale of DOD and the reach back that you have to go back into the services. But if you look at Department of Justice, they have 33 components. So you'd have to go back and do that analysis. So it affects all the agencies when this comes. It's just a matter of how fast they do the analysis and how they can get it in and what the baseline of the information that they have in the first place.
So is June too tight of a deadline? Need it earlier?
Well, all the agencies would like to have this a lot earlier. I mean, they really would like to have it a lot earlier because of the way that they have to roll things up and the analysis that they have to do. So when you get it, then you go back to the specific areas where you kind of knew you might have some flexibility or that there might be some issues with in the first place. But it's always tight for all the agencies.
We are speaking with Mike McCord, the Principal Deputy Undersecretary of Defense, and Karen Evans, the former Administrator of E-Government and IT at the Office of Management and Budget, currently the National Director for U.S. Cyber Challenge at KE&T Partners. The time is 9:16, and you are listening to a Federal News Radio discussion, Meeting Mission Goals Through Technology, brought to you by General Dynamics IT. I'm Amy Morris with Jason Miller. We'll be right back.